This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Dr. Chris Spence of the Toronto District School Board here at Building a Culture of Innovation, a kickoff event for Back to School. Dr. Spence, thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thank you for the opportunity to catch a very inspiring keynote that you prepared for your administrative team here, many principals and support staff that are here at the AGO. That doesn't happen overnight. Your vision has been evolving in the last 3 years.
Yeah, well, this is my third year, going into my third year at the Toronto District School Board. And, you know, we're a work in progress. We're trying to get better so that we can do more to support our students, our staff, and our community. And I'm excited about the path that we're on and the great things that are happening throughout the whole system. So today is really opportunity to gather and reaffirm that the Toronto District School Board is an amazing place to be and a great place to learn. And that requires that we get better as a system. That's the only way the system gets better is if the people inside it get better. And today is, you know, hopefully an opportunity to really be provocative in terms of what we can do differently to support our students.
I was so impressed how you integrated and engaged your talented students in performing at the start. And it is about them. You always focus on that.
Absolutely. It is about the students and, you know, just so proud of them and the talent that they have. And, you know, it's our opportunity, our role really to nurture the talent that they have. And we saw some of it today, and I think it just inspired everybody.
When you came into the district, and I'm a proud graduate of George Harvey, of course, it seemed to be a bit fragmented. It's a big, unruly animal, some 300,000 students, some 500-plus schools. You came in and you saw a need to change.
Well, I think for me, one of the things that I kept hearing was that, you know, we're so large, we're spread out all over the place. There's, you know, certainly the tradition of some of the legacy boards, which we certainly want to honor and respect. But, you know, my whole thing was that we're now the Toronto District School Board, and one of the things I wanted to do was develop a sense of unity and purpose and common direction. And it didn't matter what part of the city you were at, we were all working towards the same thing.
Talk to me perhaps a little bit about innovation and it not being an option in technology and the role that's playing in enhancing student achievement.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, I think innovation is the engine that drives transformation, and, you know, creativity is really the fuel. So, you know, we thought it was important to bring in Sir Ken Robinson to talk a little bit about that and try to create a culture of innovation in which we're trying new things and, you know, just trying to do better by our students. And for me, technology is a big part of that. And, you know, when you talk to our kids, they tell you that it's a part of their lives. So I think it represents an opportunity to further engage them and to provide curriculum and programming that's going to be customized to their specific learning needs. And I think if we're committed to innovation and creativity, technology has to be in the mix.
Well, this Cross Canada spotlight this month is on Ontario, and I can't think of a better leader to be interviewing this morning, and your inspiration is infectious, and I commend you for all the great work that you've done, and best of success for Back to School.
Thank you. Much appreciated.